Now, a picture of the Holy Spirit, who is likened to a river in the Gospel of John. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, but this spake he of the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. That's John 7:38-39. He showed me a pure river. Now, in the natural right now, we're finding that it's very difficult to find pure water. So they tell us. Of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. My uncle rented a place one time and sent some water in to have it tested. It was good that he did. It proved to have typhoid in it. One of my uncles moved on a farm and from the drinking water took typhoid and died. But here is pure water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. We feel that it speaks of the Holy Spirit, and that here we have a picture of the triune God. Then in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. Now I want you to notice the way this is worded. It implies that there's one kind of life, but one kind of tree, but several of them, doesn't it? Notice it again, on either side of the river, and in the midst of the street, the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing, the ministering of the nations. I feel that it's a portrayal of Christ in being applied, so to speak, to the human race. And there shall be no more curse. Now, we have read of some of the things that won't be. The last one was no night. Now there will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. And here is one of the great statements, and they shall see his face. This same apostle wrote in John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. When Moses said, show me thy glory, God said among many other things, there shall no man see my face and live. And when Samson's father and mother saw the angel, Samson's father said, alas, we have seen the Lord, we'll die. But here they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. You remember on the heads of the beast, there will be names of blasphemy. You remember that the 144,000 will be sealed in their foreheads. You remember that the beast will put his mark upon the forehead or the right hand of his followers. And you remember that Jesus said, I will write upon him the name of my God and my own name. And you will remember the woman that had the terrible name on her back in the 17th chapter upon her forehead. Well, here's some with a different name. They're his name, the Father's name in their foreheads. Very evident that they're children of God. Then again, no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. They'll reign for 1,000 years with him as he reigns as the, well, his name at that time now will be called Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, and that phase of his reign will come to an end, but the reign will be forever. That's the end of the revelation proper. I preached through Revelation in Denver one time, and when I finished the last chapter, a minister was in the meeting, came to me and said, Brother Franklin, I wish you'd go back and teach it over again, which could be interpreted either one of two ways. But he wanted to hear the book again. He said, These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And then the Lord himself speaks out, I come quickly. When he starts to come, it will be done quickly. Then John will be living, or was in his vision, right at the end of the age. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Well, John started to fall at the feet of the angel for the second time. He started to do this. He said not to do it. He said, I am thy fellow servant of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Then seal not the sayings of this book. Daniel was told to seal up his book, as you will remember. Then there will come a stage in life when nobody changes. Like cement, it'll be thoroughly mixed and permanently set. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. I'll tell you a joke about this. somebody said that somebody asked Dale Moody one time, is there anything in the Bible against chewing tobacco? And he thought a while, and he said, no, but there's something for it. And the fellow brightened up. What's that, Mr. Moody? Well, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. That was what he said about it. But it means that there will come a time when character will be this. In other words, there wouldn't be any point going to hell and trying to convert the devil. He's unholy. He's unjust. Again, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. He'll bring it with him to give every man according to his as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. The devil gets his titles applied to him twice in this book. The dragon, the serpent, the devil, and Satan. Here Jesus emphasizes his, some of his. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. With outer dogs, this is the last animals mentioned. We saw a lamb. We saw some beasts who had faces like eagles and lions and ox. We saw creatures like scorpions and locusts, and we saw horses. We saw a beast that was like a bear, like a leopard, like a lion. And here are dogs. These are two-legged dogs. Paul said, beware of dogs. Peter said, the dog returned to his vomit. Isaiah said, dumb dogs lying down, loving to slumber. Well, dumb dogs that cannot bark. False prophets, false teachers, false preachers. Two-legged dogs. With outer dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Notice the without. In outer darkness, Jesus speaks of it several times. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. As Lord, he was creator of David, his originator. As a son of man, he was the offspring of David. He's the bright and morning star. This has reference especially to Israel, the day star. Then the invitation is re-emphasized. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. A person can get saved where he is, lying in bed, sitting in a chair, riding in a car. For I testify unto every man, if any man will add unto these, God shall add unto him the plagues that are in this book. And then when it says God will take away his part out of the book of life, the marginal, and you check things for yourself. I think all of my Greek texts, I have 5 or 8, I've forgotten which now, all but one give out of the tree of life, which is a promised, not book, but which is a promised tree of life, or a promised reward to the church. I'll let him eat of the tree of life to the book of Ephesus. And he which saith these things, testifieth these things, saith, surely I come quickly. And I wonder if John didn't express the proper attitude of the church when he said, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. What a fit closing to the Bible. How fitting that the Bible should close with the word amen. And if you want to find it interesting, notice how many of Paul's epistles end with that word. Amen is the Greek. The Hebrew is pronounced almost exactly like the English. Amen. But they're all spelled the same. Hebrew, Greek, and English. I read about a man told me about a man that went to Russia to preach. And a man was sent for him that couldn't speak any English. And he walked up to the train depot and picked up a suitcase, picked up the man's suitcase to start off with, and the man tried to stop him, and he couldn't communicate, but he had one word. He turned around and looked him right in the face and said, hallelujah. The man followed him. Well, these are international words.